We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 21 of Joy. Today's title is Abundant Joy Overflowing. Hebrews 3:16 tells us, "Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." Our text is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. When joy abounds, it shows up everywhere in the life of a believer. In 2 Corinthians 8, Paul notices an abundance of joy that shows up through the sacrificial giving of the churches of Macedonia. Paul's words here are some of the most interesting Bible verses on giving found anywhere in Scripture. The Macedonian region of churches consisted of the churches at Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea. To fully comprehend the joyful attitudes behind their generosity, we must first look at the situation of these first century churches. These churches were birthed out of persecution amid affliction. They were primarily made up of new converts, yet these new churches were practicing phenomenal acts of generosity and making an incredible impact for Christ. Here are five characteristics of giving found in the Macedonian churches. First, they gave out of a severe test of affliction, as we see in verse 2. These are not churches that decided to say, well, we had a really good year financially. We have a little extra money in the bank, so let's give some away. No, these Christians were in the middle of hard times. Second, they gave from a position of extreme poverty. This phrase comes from two Greek words, bathos, which means deep water, and poteo, which means destitute. These new Christians were over their heads in need and flooded with poverty. Third, these believers gave beyond their means, as verse 3 tells us. They heard God speak to their hearts and call them to give, and they in faith obeyed. God blessed their gifts beyond anything that they were capable of giving. Fourth, they begged earnestly to give. Do you understand that poor people were begging for the privilege of sharing? I mean, does that seem right to you? This does not sound like a normal way of thinking about stewardship. These impoverished people were begging and pleading to be a part of sacrificing so that others could be blessed. Lastly, they gave themselves first to the Lord, as verse 5 tells us. Before they could give anything to anyone else, they had first given their hearts and lives to the Lord. Stewardship is not a matter of your financial resources or the gifts and abilities that you have. It is a matter of your heart. And that's why in poverty, they were willing to give. And that's why, while destitute, they considered giving a privilege. Joyful giving is a result of people who have surrendered themselves to Jesus. Through all these characteristics of giving, their abundance of joy overflowed in a wealth of generosity. These new believers were the epitome of the cheerful givers that God loves in 2 Corinthians 9:7. They gave willingly because they understood the grace of God. They experienced overflowing joy because Christ-like giving leads to a spiritual fulfillment. The actions of these Christians teach us several truths to apply to our own lives. Giving is a matter of grace, not guilt. Giving is a matter of priorities, not resources. Giving is a matter of willingness, not wealth. Joy comes from Jesus. Abundant joy comes from a life fully surrendered to Him. The blessings of the Christian life lead to more joy, which in turn provides a greater desire for more obedience. The Macedonian churches gave themselves first to the Lord. This settled the issue of lordship. Then they gave themselves to God's kingdom work. They understood missions. They gave sacrificially for others. They understood the importance of Christian love. When they dedicated themselves to their relationship with Jesus, they received God's grace. They experienced results beyond their own power, and they witnessed the difference that comes from living for Jesus. So today, let's think about these things. Why do you think these new converts were so willing to give for God's work? Reflect on these three truths that we learned from the Macedonian churches. Which of these is most difficult for you, and why do you think that is? Giving is a matter of grace, not guilt. Giving is a matter of priorities, despite problems. And giving is a matter of willingness, not wealth. Why is it so hard to give to others when you are in great need? How can viewing joy as riches in your life change your perspective of giving? Would you please pray with me? Father, you are such a giving and loving God. How could we not give to you and bless others with what you've blessed us with? Our hands are open to let your blessings run through them, right through them, onto others. So let us not hold tightly to any worldly wealth, but let us hold tightly to you, who gives all things so generously, if only we would just open our hands to receive. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we love you so. Amen.